שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים לקרוא בסדר את...
Hello, we are continuing to read Shamati articles in order. In order of the articles, we are now at Article 17. What does it mean that the Sita Acha is called Malchut without a crown? You can find it in KabbalahMedia.info. You can also click the Study Materials tab in the Yarvut system. Article 17, what does it mean that Sita Acha is called Malchut without a crown?
Shamati Yud Zayin, Mahu Shehasitra Achra Nikret Malchuta Bli Taga.
Again, Article 17, Shamati 17, what does it mean that the Sita Acha is called Malchut without a crown? Crown means Keter, and Keter is the emanator and the root. Kedusha, holiness, is connected to the root, meaning that Kedusha is considered being in equivalence of form with its root. This means that as our root, namely the Creator, wants only to bestow, as it is written, his desire to do good to the creatures, so the Kedusha is only to bestow upon the Creator. The Sita Acha, however, is not so. She aims only to receive for herself. For this reason, she's not adhered to the root, being
Keter.
This is why the Sitra Acha is referred to as having no Keter, crown. In other words, she has no Keter because she's separated from the Keter. Now we can understand what our sages said, all who add, subtract. This means that if you add to the count, it subtracts. It is written, it is the same here relating to what is inside. It writes, moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. Relating to what is outside, it writes 11 curtains, adding letters, meaning adding the Ein to the 12 and subtracting from the count. It subtracts one from the number 12 because of the addition of the Ein to the 12. It is known that calculation is implemented only in Malchut, who calculates the height of the degree through the reflected light in her. Also, it is known that Malchut is called the will to receive for oneself. When she annuls herself, her will to receive to the before the root, and does not want to receive but only to give to the root, like the root, which is the desire to bestow, then Malchut, called Ani, becomes Ein, nothing, with an Aleph. Only then does she extend the light of Keter to build her Partsuf and becomes 12 Partsufim of Kedusha. However, when she wants to receive for herself, she becomes the evil I. In other words, where there was a combination of Ein, meaning annulment before the root, which is Keter, it has become Ein, meaning seeing and knowing within reason.
שזה נקרא מוסיף. היינו שרוצה להוסיף.
This is called adding. It means that one wants to add knowing to faith and work within reason. In other words, she says it is more worthwhile to work within reason. And then the will to receive will not object to the work. This causes a flaw, meaning that they were separated from the Keter, called the desire to bestow, which is the root.
There's
no longer the matter of equivalence of form with the root, called Keter. For this reason, the Sitra Achra is called Malchut without a crown. It means that Malchut of the Sitra Achra does not have Dvekut with the Keter. For this reason, they have only 11 Partsufim without Partsuf Keter. This is the meaning of what our sages said, 99 died of evil eye, meaning because they have no quality of Keter. It means that the Malchut in them, being the will to receive, does not want to annul before the root, called Keter. This means that they do not want to make of the Ani, I, called the will to receive, a quality of Ein, nothing, which is the annulment of the will to receive. Instead, they want to add, and this is called the evil I, or the evil Ein. That is, where there should be Ein with Aleph, they insert the evil Ein. Thus, they fall from their degree due to lack of Dvekut with the root. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Anyone who's proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. As he makes two authorities. However, when one is in a state of Ein and annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is only to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator. Then, all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. This is the meaning of what he had said, the whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world so that I can give everything to the Creator, which is called to serve my Maker.
Okay, let's go over the article once again, and then you can ask questions. Because if there are no questions, it's as if there's no access to the material. We learn together, and we spoke about it all the time. There's only one force, the upper force, the Creator. But this force influences us in a dual manner, both from the right and from the left, from the good and seemingly from the bad, in order to correctly guide us on the path, aim us on the path. The Creator cannot be made of one force. It can be, but then it's still vegetative or animate. The speaking degree is not like the rest of creation. It is different than all the other degrees in creation because it has two forces. It has animalistic force, like everyone, like in the still vegetative and animate, but inside it, its internality, we have the force of the soul, and the soul is already included of two forces, both the bad and good force that exist in the soul are such forces that do not exist in the still vegetative and animate degrees, and also in the regular person, but only inside the soul there's a condition for development using these two opposing forces. So although there is one upper force, the Creator, but relative to us, it appears, it teaches us, it educates us through these two opposing forces, just like we do it with our kids. We behave both in a good way and in a seemingly bad way, but that's in order to educate them and bring them to an understanding, to an awareness, for them to understand and feel reality and be able to behave correctly with everything around them. And the system of these two forces that come to us from the Creator, it works on the people whom they want to advance. And according to how much these people understand that the Creator relates to them with this duality, seemingly the good and the bad, in order to teach us how to correctly deal with what's before us, then thanks to both, the correct attitude to both, when we use both of them, we don't erase any one of them. Let's say the bad thing, and we used to leave only the good. No, we relate also to the bad as towards the good. So the main thing is to reach between them to justification of the Creator and to come closer to Him. So, and meaning we approach Him through the middle line. Therefore, anyone who's taken into account only his egoistic will to receive cannot advance, but remains in the same level, same degree. Specifically, the ascent up the spiritual degrees happens when we use the ego and our desire grows. And we advance alongside it. That's what we need to be learning here. So he's saying the following. Baal HaSulam. Crown means Keter.
Tag. The Keter.
Tag is Keter. And Keter is the emanator and the root. And holiness is connected to the root, meaning everything that exists below the Creator, below the root, is called holiness because it comes from the Creator's will to bestow. Meaning that Kedusha, holiness, is considered being an equivalence of form with its root. Meaning everything that's below the Creator, but that's connected to the Creator, is called holiness. This means that as our root, namely the Creator, wants only to bestow, as it is written, His desire to do good to the creatures, so the Kedusha, holiness, is only to bestow upon the Creator. Sitra Acha, the other side, however, the other side from the Creator, that's also surely managed by the Creator, she aims only to receive for herself. For this reason, she's not adhered to the root, which is Keter, who's entirely in bestowal. This is why the Sitra Acha, the other side, is referred to as having no Keter, no root. In other words, she has no Keter because she is separated from the Keter, from meaning the Creator is managing it, and all of the Sitra Acha, the other side, is in hand, is in His hands, but it's not connected to it in such a way that His nature is in the system of the Sitra Achra. And now we can understand what our sages said, that all who add, subtract. This means that if you add to the count, it subtracts. Meaning he thinks that there is the force of the Creator in the Sitra Achra. This is the meaning of adding. It is the same here, relating to what is inside. It writes, moreover, you shall take the tabernacle with 10 curtains. Relating to what is outside, it writes 11 curtains. Adding letters, meaning adding the ayin, the Hebrew letter to the 12, and subtracting from the account. It subtracts 1 from the number 12 because of the addition of the ayin, the letter ayin, to the 12. Well, this is written not in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in other books. This part. It is known that calculation is implemented only in Malchut. Malchut is called calculation. Who calculates the height of the degree? And it is known that Malchut is called the will to receive for oneself. And when she annuls her will to receive before the root, towards the Creator, and does not want to receive, but only to give to the root, like the root, she wants to resemble the Creator and the will to bestow. Then Malchut is called Ani, I, and it becomes Ein, meaning nothing. Meaning she replaces the Ein, the letter Ein, with Aleph. Only then does she extend the light of Keter to build her Partsuf, and becomes 12 Partsufim of holiness. Meaning the moment it annuls itself and all the way to the root, the Shosh, then instead of I, she's called Ein, nothing, because she annulled herself from Malchut to Keter. However, when she wants to receive for herself, she becomes the evil eye, Ein. In other words, where there was a combination of Ein, meaning annulment before the root, which is Keter, it has become Ein, meaning seeing and knowing within reason. Meaning above reason means to be adhered in the root, and this is Ein. And within reason, it means to be inside Malchut. And within reason, this is called adding. Meaning one wants to add knowing to faith and work within reason.
I know.
In other words, she says that it is more worthwhile to work within reason, and then the will to receive will not object to the work. Of course, the will to receive will not object, but even help. But this will stop being holiness. The Malchut will not disconnect from itself and adhere to the Shosh, to the root. And this is called subtraction. This causes a flaw, meaning that they were separated from the Keter, called the desire to bestow, which is the root. And there is no longer the matter of equivalence of form with the root. The matter of equivalence of form with the root, called Keter. For this reason, the Sitra Achra, the other side, is called Malchut without a crown. It means that Malchut of the Sitra Achra does not have adhesion with the Keter. For this reason, they only have 11 Potsufim without Potsuf Keter. This is the meaning of what our sages said, 99 died of evil eye, meaning because they have no quality of Keter. It means that the Malchut in them, being the will to receive, does not want to annul before the root called Keter. Meaning, this means that they do not want to make of the Ani, the I called the will to receive, the quality of Ein, nothing, which is the annulment of the will to receive. Instead, they want to add, and this is called the evil I. Ein. That is where there should be Ein, nothing, with Aleph, they insert the evil eye. Thus they fall from their decree due to lack of adhesion with the root. And this is the meaning of what our sages said, anyone who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. As he makes two authorities, that's the reason. However, when he's one, when one is in the state of Ein, nothing, and annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is only to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator. Then all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. And this is the meaning of what he has said, the whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world so that I can give everything, even on the left line, against the Creator. I'm willing to go through it to be able to bestow everything to the Creator, called to serve my Maker. We'll start with Turkey 3.
Good morning. A question from my 10. Can you explain the 12 parts of him of holiness?
We learn about it. The number is not important here. We cannot get into all those things. We have the second restriction in the world of Atzilut. We'll learn about it. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, how can I see the difference between Malchut without a crown and Malchut with a crown?
Malchut without a crown is the Malchut without a Keter, the Malchut that's not connected to the Creator. The will to receive is Malchut, the Keter is the will to bestow. Between the will to receive and the will to bestow, between Keter and Malchut, you have all the Sefirot, all the incorporations. Between the bestower and the receiver. These incorporations in various forms above the will to receive in them, they're called Sefirot, which besides the Keter, it's the will to receive that acquires different modes of bestowal. It wants to resemble in different ways to the Keter. That's why Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, down to Malchut. All these Sefirot, they wish to resemble the Keter to some extent, meaning all their desires are the desires to receive in various modes that resemble the Keter. That's what they're called Sefirot, where although they are the discernments of the creature, nevertheless they shine, Sefirah from the word Sapir. They shine because they are similar to the Keter to some extent, except for Malchut, the last Sefirah, who only has a will to receive. And then through the correction, it makes restriction, screen, reflected light. She likens herself to the other Sefirot before her to reach the Keter. Then it turns out that the Sefirot between Malchut and Keter
למלכות, איך
it's or an example for malchut, how it needs to
ממש להיות דבוקה בכתר.
Improve and to be adhered in the keter.
We'll
learn about those things. There are many things here. Our entire work is within the ten sefirot. Okay.
Kab Yofri.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
To give everything to the Creator, I must receive all the degree in the world. Could you explain this last sentence?
Yeah,
of course this is so, because the Creator is the uppermost degree relative to us, and we are the lowest degree relative to Him. In order to reach the Creator, I have to resemble the Creator gradually in my will to receive and resemble more and more the desire to bestow. This is the meaning of climbing up the degrees, seemingly from Malchut to Keter.
Moscow 6.
Рав, доброе утро. Написано здесь, что всякий, кто добавляет, ухудшает. Что в данном случае имеется в виду?
It says here that all who add, subtract. What does it mean to add here?
Generally speaking, anyone who thinks that all the disturbances come to us, not from the Creator, but from some other side, he subtracts. He is wrong, because everything belongs to those knowledge besides him.
Дорогой Раф, ты хочешь как бы отмениться, вот исчезнуть там, превратить себя в ничто, как там написано?
You want to nullify and dissolve and become nothing towards the friends, and the Creator still forces you to add your own thoughts, desires. So how to not add?
We can't not add. We constantly have doubts. To add or not, to be with the sitach, the other side or not. What to do with the will to receive that constantly awakens? But without the awakening of the will to receive, you won't be able to grow up. Imagine to yourself a baby that's not growing up, because he does not have an addition. He doesn't want this, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to grab or demand anything. It's a poor baby. How much will we suffer if we have such children? And they require special treatment, and we're the same. Although we do have an impulse to advance, but we stop along the way, and we are rewarded with a special treatment from the Creator. And we advance, nevertheless, because the purpose of creation has to be revealed. So we have to understand that all these seemingly negative evil forces, the Sitra Acha, the other side, comes from that Creator, the same Creator, the same intention to advance us. But what does it mean that she lacks a crown, a keter? She doesn't come directly to the Creator, but she's helped against. He rejects us, repels us, and by that he advances us. He brings us forces of disruption. He brings us criticism, lack of agreement with what's happening, precisely to awaken in us positive criticism and agreement above the disagreement. And then we are not happy with the Creator. We don't want to advance. We hate the friends, just like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wish to kill one another, and all of that. Only so we would learn to distinguish good and bad from good, and the correct combination of the two. We are in both. From the bad side, we receive the coarseness. From the good side, we receive the strength, the forces for restriction, for a screen. And then by using both, meaning love covers all transgressions, the sandwich here is the ego, and here above it is its corrections. When I use it in order to bestow, in this way I can advance. We also see it in our world. If the egoist, that big, strong egoist, if he takes a correct goal, already the other side, and if you have a great force of the left, but he can cover it with the right, and advance toward this goal, he reaches high levels. Meaning it's good to have the evil inclination. It's good to have the egoistic desire, this cruelty. If we can only conquer it, that evil system, and manage it, aim it at the attainment of the Creator.
В итоге, как мне правильно добавить? То есть в итоге я все равно должен отмениться снова перед товарищами.
But ultimately, how do I add in the right way? I'll have to.
But when you annul yourself, you annul the negative use. When you try as much as possible to turn it into, put it into good use. According to he who is greater than his friend, the nation is greater. If you can have the evil force, what would make you good? You understand? You must be, you must have a need for attaining the goal, for reaching the Creator, for exploring and understanding everything. But all of that should be covered with a desire to bestow to the other and through them to the Creator. We'll talk about it.
Раф, спасибо, что простили. Значит, цифра 99 здесь проскакивает. Что это такое значит?
Number 99 that appears here, what does it mean?
That other than Keter, there are no changes between bestowal and reception. Rather, what does not exist in the force of reception is the connection with the Creator. And that's what is absent. The force of reception is not connected to the Creator. That's why it's 99 instead of 100.
בסדר, איתתו.
אוקיי.
רב, la Sitra Akra è un'illusione che troviamo solamente in Malkut senza Keter?
Rav, is the Sitra Akra an illusion that we want the Malkut without a crown?
No, the Sitra Akra, the other side, it's not an illusion. It's here in this world. But it's not Sitra Akra, it's just a will to receive, as you see it in animals. They don't have evil in them or good in them. It's simply nature that's running them and managing them. That's it. In man, it's already about the intention to enjoy harming others. It corresponds to what has to be in a person, which is to delight the others. In this way, we have opposite forces in us, our ego. That's why it's called our ego. In animals, in the still vegetative inanimate, there is no ego. It's simply the will to receive. The egoistic will to receive is when he wants to enjoy, to derive, to feel pleasure at the expense of the other. And corresponding to that, he has to install these new relationships where he wishes to give pleasure to the other and delight him. And then using these systems where each time he wants to enjoy the world more and enjoy the Creator and the other, and he installs an opposite system. That's what man has to do, the right line.
She'll
be able to do good outside of himself to the other, So between these two systems begins to connect to the root, the creator. Because the creator is the root both for the right side and for the left side. And that's how we attain the creator. The upper one, the uppermost one, and the one who manages both, the right and the left.
I'm
happy that Kab Yosefin got it already. Now we go to Internet Woman Coleman.
What's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow?
What's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow? It's actually not a simple question. The will to receive and the will to bestow. The will to receive is the created beings, their nature. And the will to bestow is the creator. And these things never change. Not the will to receive, not the will to bestow. They do not change. What changes is only the intention, the how you use the desire. The creator, in his desire, he's entirely in the intention to use his desire to bestow for the good of the created beings. And the creator behaves in this way all the time. He simply changes his clothing all the time in order to educate us, to teach us. Just like we act different forms before our children. We clothe in different forms of behavior so the children will be able to learn that we relate to them in this way and that way, and accordingly they will change their attitude, their behavior. Whereas the created being, he is in the will to receive, and that's it. The will to, the desire to enjoy, that's it. And he cannot change his nature forever. But we need to learn how we acquire new forms on top of our will to receive, on top of our desire to enjoy, where we seemingly clothe the way a wolf is clothed in a sheepskin. It's truly like that. And it's that simple. We need for that help from above, the upper light, who will help us, on the one hand, to stand on both feet on the ground, on our will to receive, on our ego, and on the other hand, and we're not disconnecting from the ego, we're not entering convoluted states, clouds, imaginations. No, and with our will to receive, we begin to acquire degrees of bestowal. So our will to receive can clothe in various forms of bestowal. And that's what we wish to learn, to demonstrate inside the group. This is the most convenient, the best, the safest. Or in the group, I can gradually see my attitude, how I improve towards the friends, where although I remain my will to receive, I don't get into some form of illusion. But together with that, in order to attain the goal, in order to reach adhesion with the Creator, I'm willing to work for them in order to bestow, in order to help, in order to contribute, to do everything that's good for them. Then it works out that if everyone is like that in the 10, we try. And then we begin to feel that behind our attitude toward the friends, you find the Creator, as it's written, the Creator stands behind every friend. But this is possible to do only when we truly change and we give one another examples. And then it turns out that from the attitude towards the friends who wish to bestow, to help, to support, they become closer emotionally to each one. From the ten, we begin to feel connection between us, and the connection brings us the image of the Creator. That's how we attain the Creator according to the rule from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. Coleman? Question from Moscow 8. In what state Malchut annuls before the Keter?
In what state, when I appreciate some form of bestowal in my eyes more than that of reception, because I realize it's the quality of the Creator, and only in this way I can understand Him. If I do the same action as Him, then I understand Him. This is called, from your actions we know you. By me doing these actions that I hear the Creator is doing, that's His nature. Even when I do it externally, when I try to do actions of bestowal, from this I can understand what He is. How does He operate? How does He influence us? And then from love of the created beings, which I do with the friends in practice, by this I understand a certain flavor, color, shape of the nature of the Creator. So again, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. There aren't that many words here, but there are many aspects of emotion in terms of the relationship between the friends and the Creator. More questions?
Yeah. It says at the end, so I'll be able to bestow everything to the Creator, meaning to serve my Maker. What is the meaning, everything? The whole.
To serve in everything. Everything refers to Yesod, meaning all our nature that we can aim in order to bestow. This is called Yesod. It's called the whole.
From USA West 2. Can we define bestow as our intention to act towards creating one soul?
Again,
can you define bestow?
Define what?
Bestow.
Yeah.
As our intention to act towards the creation of one soul.
I don't see the question. To increase?
To define. Is bestow the intention to work towards creating one soul?
Well, of course, to attain, it already exists, the one soul. We already exist at the root, but when we all want to reach that form, then we add our exertion to it. And so when we come to the revelation of the soul, we attain it 620 times more. Well, it's such a number. Doesn't mean anything to us. 620 times more in intensity than what it was at the beginning of creation. Because we come to a connection between us after the shattering and with forces of separation which are added to the connection. And thus we come to the connection this way. And so the intensity of our final connection is very great. And in it, we attain the whole concept of what's called the Creator and attain adhesion with Him. we attain him in full, face to face. Okay, so we're done with the women question for now. We'll go back there later. And that's it. The men? No more questions too? There are. Okay, good. Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav. Okay, Tom.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning.
What
feeds the Sitra Acha? What does it feed on?
The Sitra Acha is nourished when we give up spiritual advancement and we add our own strength to it. We are as if standing in the middle between Kedusha and Klipa, the will to bestow and the will to receive. And if we prefer the will to receive, then we nourish her. We increase her. But even though it grows, when we are weak and we can't defend ourselves, resist it, still there is such a condition called he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up. Meaning that from all our descents to the Sitra Acha, if we have the patience, the perseverance, and we keep going, then we make it so that all the forces and thoughts that we couldn't correct, and they fell to the Sitra Acha, they then emerge from it, and thereby we advance.
So
how do we add, attach all the fall, the coarseness?
We don't do that. That's the upper light, but it happens on the condition that a person continues, keeps going. Even though, as it says, 1,000 times the righteous shall fall and rise. Meaning we keep going, we don't let go of the path, even just our mechanical participation in the tens, in the study, at least in a corporeal way. I'm there in the lessons, in the gathering of friends, the different actions. Internally, I feel dead, but that's what's inside, and I'm not responsible for what I am, but I keep going. So, as we keep going, even though we're incapable, specifically by that we come to the best possible spiritual states. Because to begin with, we don't have any strength to overcome anything. We have to understand that it's only perseverance as much as possible. It's known that anyone who wants to achieve success has to be stubborn.
Ken.
Okay, as אם הסיטרה חיה מנותקת כבר מהקדושה.
So if the Sitra Acha is disconnected from holiness, what does it mean to cancel it? What does it mean to cancel it toward the root?
The Sitra Acha is not tied to the holiness. There's one root, which is the upper force, and from that, two systems emerge, the system of the Sitra Acha and the system of Kedusha. We, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we don't study so much about the Sitra Acha system. I did learn a bit of it with Rabash. There are very vast systems there. Some of it is discussed in the Zohar and in other places in Kabbalah. I even wrote about it in Russian, about the river of Dinur and all those terms. It doesn't matter. We don't need that. Why don't the Kabbalists want to talk about it so much? Because the system of Kedusha and the system of Sitra Acha exist in parallel. But we don't want to be interested in the system of the Sitra Acha, because that will put us under its power, and it will influence us. Like we tell kids, you know, go play with the good kids, don't play with the bad kids, you know. So same with us. In Kabbalah, it is not customary to teach beginners about the systems of Klipa.
But
don't worry, the time will come, and we'll begin to understand them, and even learn them, somewhat. It'll come, but bit by bit. This is really just like with little kids. We have to open the world to them to the extent that they can manage it. We don't talk to children about the bad things happening in the world. They can't perceive that and cope with that. So, bit by bit. So don't worry, everything will come in its time. Okay? Good. Italy 4.
Rav, l'inclinazione al mare, il vero aviut o l'occhio malvagio.
The evil inclination, or the evil eye, or the true coarseness, it appears in those people who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, right?
Only in Kabbalah students, the evil inclination appears. In all the others, it's just a beastly desire. The evil inclination means the one who prevents me from advancing towards the Creator.
Soltanto coloro che studiano possono raggiungere l'equilibrio tra queste due forze.
So only those who study can reach equilibrium between these two forces by connecting with the friends and the Creator?
Yes, yes. If I am in evil forces, then I can cope with that and achieve the good forces. That's how it works.
No, Ita 1.
Well, Italy 1.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. In parte hai già risposto, ma vorrei approfondire. La Sitra Akra va accolta...
Oh, you answered part of the question, but I would like to continue. Should we relate to the Sitra Akra as something that comes from the Creator and then have to accept it as parts of me, or have to reject it? How should I treat it practically?
This depends on the person. I wouldn't determine that. Of course, it all comes from the upper force. There's an upper force. Under that, there is the Creator. That is the force that does good, is good and does good to everyone. And then there's another force called Sitra Akra, the other side. One time we look at it as part of the Creator, another time we look at it as going against the Creator. But one way or another, it always works in a way that it brings us to criticize the Creator so that we can study the Creator and then transcend the criticism after we criticize, after these scrutinies, that by that we actually come to attain the Creator, so that we receive from the Sitra Akra a system, meaning all the hurdles and disturbances and weaknesses that we have. If we overcome that, if we cover that, then we discover the Creator in various facets and ways, and that means that we attain the Creator. Okay, Brazil 2.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Rokli.
Hello.
Rav, what is the most efficient way to awaken the friends? Or, you know, because it seems like without even being able to see it or feel it, we won't even see it coming, or that we have the candle is not a note to the torch. So, what would be the most efficient way to awaken the candle in order to annul to the torch.
בכל מקום, אם אתה רוצה להשפיע,
in any situation, if you want to influence something outside of you, you basically have only one way to do it. An example. Example. Whether it's with regards to kids or adults or even animals, it doesn't matter. Try to set a good example. What's a good example? An example from which anyone who looks at it can learn what you want to tell him by that. You don't speak, you set an example with your own behavior, that this is what you like, that this is what you want, and want to get, this is what you want to get closer to or far away from, this is what you are afraid of, and so on. Give these examples. It works especially well on kids. All of education should really be through examples. And the same with regards to the friends. Without words, the less words the better. More examples. Try and you'll see how that is really what works.
Queens.
Okay, Queens.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой клей. Вопрос такой, с глаз. В каких случаях Эйнайн действует?
The evil eye. In what instances the evil eye is working and in which instances it does not work?
This is unrelated to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's related to psychological forces of human beings that they can indeed affect each other this way. But that's on the corporeal level. On the spiritual level, there is what's called the spiritual evil eye. It doesn't have to do with the people on the level of this world. That's something we can look into from the sources. That's the spiritual concept of evil eye. So there's a corporeal evil eye, which is the effect of people on other people. There are people who project some good forces or negative influences over other people. Because we influence each other this way, because we all exist within a force field. And through that force field, we influence each other. But in spirituality, what is good eye and evil eye, we'll learn that. There's also such an article in Shamati. Moscow 7.
Такой вопрос возник. Вот всегда... есть часть товарищей, которые то и дело находятся в преодолении каких-то.
There's always certain part of the friends that is in a state of overcoming various corporeal states, and there are people who advance in a relatively stable manner. What does it say? Since we learn that the Creator advances the one He hits,
we can't look at these indications and say that the more a person suffers, the more he advances. This has to do with the root of the soul and a thousand other conditions. What he's connected to, where he was connected before the shattering, why did he come to us to be part of our ten, where we think that we're doing some actions on him and he does something to us. We don't understand all these layers of existence. This will unfold only when we achieve the truth, and so we can't answer these questions. It's better for us to just follow what the books are saying without raising all these questions, because in this case we're really like little children who don't understand the world they're in. So let's not get ourselves confused with all that.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, איך לראות להפוך את הרע כטוב?
Rav, how to transform the bad to good?
איך לראות להפוך את הרע?
How to see how to turn the evil to good.
I don't understand what you're saying. How to see it?
Yeah, how to see, how to turn the evil to good.
It all depends on how much through the 10 you try to achieve this state, where you want to see only good in everything. You accept everything only through the good that does good. Try, and according to your effort, you will bless the Creator and be grateful. And if you don't succeed, you'll ask for correction to succeed in seeing in all his actions only good actions. And then you will feel that you are immersed in goodness, and then you'll be closer to him. Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. This Sitra Akra, is this more than just the darkness so that it's there for me to see the light? Is it more than, you know, the good that does only good?
Lo. המערכת הסיטרא אחרא היא...
No. The system of the Sitra Achra, the other side, is a replica of the Creator's goodwill, but we don't feel it as this bad replica, because we were all results of it. And that's why in our work, we want to see ourselves as disconnecting from the other side and moving ourselves to be under the system of holiness. We're going to have to still work on this and learn that. Okay, let's go to another last question, PT31.
How do we develop sensitivity to determine for whom am I making the action, for me or for him?
If it's for the sake of the 10, you already have a scrutiny to make. And if it's with the 10 towards the Creator, you also have a scrutiny to make. That's it. Other than that, you don't have any clear discernments. You can always confuse yourself. Try to determine it like that, either in the direction of the 10 or with the 10 towards the Creator. It should be as one alignment. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That's how it's called.
Can it be that if I overdo it, like the one who adds, subtracts, how to be careful not to add too much?
No, all who add, subtract means that you relate to the forces of the ego a higher root as well. That means all who add, subtract. Okay, Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. If I suffered from terrible internal states, and if I can't justify the Creator for why did he let those terrible states of evil happen to me, how can I go above reason on this condition?
You can't. So let it be in the meantime and rise above such things that you can justify, where you can be bonded with the Creator until you realize that all the things that happen to you and are felt in you in a negative way, they don't come from the Creator, but rather are caused by the evil inclination. We will later on learn how it works, but the Creator is clean from that.
Also, how can I stop myself from digging in the past, going to past conditions, past states? How can I stop this?
Nothing was dependent on you. That's why there's no reason to delve into whatever happened. Whatever happened, happened. You don't belong to that. Just erase whatever happened and start a new slate, clean slate.
Internet woman.
Internet women.
שאלה מטורקיה. למה לפעמים הרצון
לקבל... Question from Turkey. How come the will to receive sometimes does not resist the work? Should it concern me?
The will to receive sometimes does not resist the work because it wants to receive from the connection with godliness. So of course, it's interested in that, because where will it get fulfillment if not through participating in actions of bestowal? But actions of bestowal that we try to do, it wants to steal something from there, to rob it. And that's basically the style of how it works. It's like a cat that wants to steal something off your table, right? Let's say at home. So that's kind of the nature of the sitra acha. All right, friends, more? Kolman.
Yeah, a
few more. Why can't we avoid falling to the sitra acha? What action makes us fall?
Only if we are together and if we want to help each other reciprocally, to understand that only together we can come closer to the goal. And if we don't hold on to each other, we don't get closer to the goal. We might even go further away from the goal. So this will be the correct progress. If we are together, then we will always come closer. If we are separate, we'll always go further away. And it doesn't matter how much we know, it doesn't matter how successful we might be in some other things, rather, the sign of progress is the good deeds that bring joy. Happiness.
Yeah. Question from Argentina. How to make others in the 10 accept what we're doing as an example? Because not everyone is interested in that. Maybe simply let the light do the work.
You have to sometimes set such meetings between the tens, but do this gently and discuss and share impressions about how much in the ten you can support and help the friends, men and women. Very important. If we are looking at other tens, it makes us envious, and that is a very powerful force of progress. It's not a bad force.
From Moscow,
it says the whole world was created to serve me. How should I understand this, and does it mean that the world depends only on my correction?
Yes, the whole world depends only on my correction, and the whole world was built for me. But you should add, and I was made to serve my Maker. I was made to shift all of my efforts, all of my impressions to the Creator. And if each one does that, each one achieves the awareness and attainment and complete adhesion with the Creator.
How to use the criticism that's in Malchut to rise above the ego and not to fall into criticism of the Creator?
These questions, again, are only solved in the group. Discuss this between you and see. How only within the ten you can feel it and realize it. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we will go to the next article. We have another article. We were sent.